With the ringing of that school bell, you know it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bible, and if you will, be turning it to the book of Genesis, chapter 42, and we're going to be reading about the life of Joseph. Now, I was reading the other day about a survey that is taken, and it's evidently this survey is taken several times in several years, and this is for the year 2020, and I was really disappointed in what I read. It says in America in the year 2020, they were trying to find out how many people were daily Bible readers. Do you remember daily Bible readers? You know, I've been to little churches before that used to have a sign up in the front of the building. And in this sign, they would record the attendance and the contribution. Now, the attendance would be the number that were at Sunday school and the number that were at worship. And then the number that came for the worship on Sunday evening. And the number that attended the Bible class or the prayer time that would occur on Wednesday evenings, and then there would be a place there for the weekly contribution. And sometime there'd be a number there for the budget. And so it was always interesting to look at those numbers, and sometime it'd have the number that were there for the previous Sunday, or some might include the record number that had been in attendance there. And there's a lot of church buildings that still have a little sign like that for those numbers. It goes back probably to an old management trick that says you get what you measure. And that's an interesting concept, but you can kind of judge how that congregation is doing by looking whether those numbers are rising or falling. But there was some churches that used to have another little slot up on that chart, and it would be the number of daily Bible readers. And what they would do, they would begin that adult class in the auditorium at Sunday school, and they would ask people to raise their hand. They say, "Are you a daily Bible reader? And if you are, raise your hand." And then people would raise their hand, and they would count the number that would raise their hand. And so there'd be a number of daily Bible readers. And that was usually the smallest number that was there. Now, we need to be daily Bible readers. We have our Bibles available to us, and we have good translations of the Scriptures, and they're readily available. And a lot of people have Bibles. In fact, you might have a Bible right within your very reach, but how long has it been since you've read the Bible? Now, we need to have preaching. And I know that most people encounter the Bible through preaching, and that has been done historically. But during these days of this virus going around and so many churches that have closed their services because they're afraid they're spreading this virus, there are fewer and fewer people that are having regular encounters with their Bibles. I know a lot of people will look up the Scriptures while the preacher is preaching, and they'll read from the Bible where the preacher is saying. Or maybe the preacher will say something, and they'll go home with their Bibles and look it up and read more about that. But without that regular preaching, there's been a drop in the number of daily Bible readers. In fact, the number has dropped 5 points, according to this survey, from 2019 to 2020. The number is now less than 10% of Americans are daily Bible readers, and that is just far too small. I am so glad and feel so blessed that we are in a country where we can listen to the Bible over our radios, like you're doing in this radio Bible school. And you can encounter the Bible that way. But the very best way for you to encounter the Bible is to have your own Bible, to have a good copy, and to spend time with it. Spend a few times every day. And I know the Bible looks like a massive book, but did you know that for most readers, reading at a slow pace, this isn't a rapid reader, but just a normal to slow pace, about 15 minutes a day, and you'll be able to read the entire Bible in 1 year. And so we're going to spend some time in Bible reading on this program. I hope you have your Bibles turned to Genesis chapter 42. And I'm going to begin reading now in Genesis chapter 42 and verse 18. And we're going to read on down through chapter 44 because we're studying about Joseph, the preserver of his people. And this will be good background to things that are going to come in later programs in regard with this. So let's look at our Bibles. Genesis chapter 42 and verse 18. And Joseph said unto them the third day, "This do and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in your prison house. But go ye, carry grain for the famine to your houses, and bring your youngest brother to me, and so shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die." And they did so. And they said one to another, "We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the distress of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Spake I not unto you, saying, Do not sin against the child? And ye would not hear. Therefore also, behold, his blood is required." And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for there was an interpreter between them. And he turned himself about from them and wept. And he returned to them and spake to them and took Simeon from among them and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill the vessels with grain and to restore every man's money back into his sack and to give them provisions for the way. And thus was it done unto them. Exodus 42 and verse 26. And they laid into their asses with their grain, and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the lodging place, he espied his money. And behold, it was in the mouth of his sack. And he said unto his brethren, "My money is restored, and lo, it is even in my sack." And their heart failed them, and they turned trembling one to another, saying, "What is this that God hath done to us?" And they came unto Jacob their father into the land of Canaan and told him all that had befallen them, saying, "The man, the lord of the land, spake roughly with us and took us for spies of the country. And we said unto him, 'We are true men, we are no spies. We are 12 brethren, sons of our father. One is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan.' And the man, the lord of the land, said unto us, 'Hereby shall I know that you are true men. Leave one of your brethren with me, and take grain for the famine of your houses, and go your way, and bring your youngest brethren to me. Then shall I know that you are no spies, but that you are true men. So will I deliver you to your brethren, and you shall traffic in the land.' And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that, behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw their bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, 'Me ye have bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not. And ye will take Benjamin away? All these things are against me.' And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, 'Slay my two sons, if I bring him not unto thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again.' And he said, 'My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he only is left. If harm befall him by the way in which ye go, then will ye bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to Sheol.'" Genesis chapter 43. And the famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the grain which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, "Go again, buy us a little food." And Judah spake unto him, saying, "The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, 'Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you.' And if thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down to buy food. But if not, well, if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. But the man said unto us, ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, wherefore dealt ye so ill with me, as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? And they said, the man asked straitly concerning ourselves, concerning our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him, according to the tenor of these words, we could not in any wise know that he would say, bring your brother down. And Judah said unto Israel his father, send the lad with me, and we'll arise and go, that we may live and not die. For both we and thou, and also our little ones, and I will be surety for him of my hand, shalt thou require him, if I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, lest me, let me bear the blame forever. For except we had lingered, surely we had now returned a second time. And their father Israel said unto them, if it be so now, do this. Take of the choice fruits of the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spicery, and myrrh, nuts, and almonds, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks carry again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother, and arise, go again unto the man, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may release unto you your other brother and Benjamin. And if I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and took money, double their money, in their hand. And Benjamin arose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Pharaoh. Genesis 43 and verse 16. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, bring the men in the house and slay, and make ready, for the men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade him. And the man brought the men to Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought to Joseph's house. And they said unto him, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondsmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house. And they spake unto him at the door of the house and said, oh, my lord, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to the lodging, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight. And we have brought it again into our hand, and other money have we brought down in our hand to buy food. We know not who put our money in our sacks. And he said, peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father have given you treasure in your sack. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out unto them. And the man brought the men to Joseph's house and gave them water. And they washed their feet. And he gave their asses provender. And they made ready the present against Joseph coming at noon. For they heard that they should eat bread there. Genesis chapter 43 and verse 26. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand in the house, and bowed down themselves to him in the earth. And he asked of them their welfare, and he said, is your father well? The old man of whom ye spake, is he yet alive? And they said, thy servant, our father, is well, he is alive. And they bowed the head and made obeisance. We're going to have to stop our reading there because we're about out of time. You come visit us, if you can, at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, and come to our worship and Bible study.